Hey, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Disciple Making Church podcast. And we just love connecting with people and telling them just all the things that we've learned and have experienced when it comes to really what does it mean to be a disciple making church. And so I'm your host. I'm Ken Adams. I'm the director and founder of Impact Ministries and also the lead pastor at Crossroads Church in Newnan, Georgia. And joining me today is Ron Kanzler. And Ron also is one of our trainers and coaches with Impact Ministries. And also Ron leads the really the global side of ministry here at Crossroads Church. And so man, good to have you today.
Hey, it's good to be back. Yeah, thanks for inviting me back.
It's been a while, right? So so we want to invite you to like the podcast today if you like it, and also to share it with other people that might be able to benefit from it and be able to learn from it. Because today, Ron, and this is really why I'm kind of hosting, because a lot of times you do.
Yeah.
And so today we're going to talk about really church planning, right? And here at Crossroads, we've got a huge commitment to church planting. We do because we were a church plant,
right,
36 years ago.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, we are very committed to planting other churches. Impact Ministries, although Impact doesn't necessarily plant churches,
right,
we believe in helping churches become disciple-making churches, and really those two go hand in hand.
They do.
So
absolutely.
Yeah. What's your thoughts about that?
Yeah. So welcome. It's good to be back, Ken. Thank you for inviting me to come in. It really is a beautiful partnership between the two because, you know, Ken, we truly believe that the mission of the church is to make fully trained disciples. Mm-hmm. And that's really the focus of Impact, is to help local churches to do that. And the great thing about being a part of Crossroads and Impact is that those two things work together. And church planting is really at the very heart of what Jesus started, you know, some 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. Ken, we truly believe that when it comes to church planting, and I hope that it'll reach somebody here today that's even praying about it,
yeah,
is, you know, what does it look like to not just plant a church, but to plant a disciple-making church?
Because yeah, not all church plants are disciple-making churches.
That's exactly right. And yeah, so, quite honestly, Ken, we we have a desire to see key churches, disciple-making churches, planted in six key cities around the United States.
Yeah.
That is a huge vision. Not only that, but around the world. But Ken, let me ask you, can you just, maybe some if they're new to this this podcast or whatever, what does it look like? What does it mean to be a disciple-making church?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think my experience really kind of lends to both of those because, mm-hmm, you know, when I when God called me to come to Crossroads Church, sure, it was a brand new church, you know. And so basically when I got here, we had a small core group of people. We had about 60 people. We had a guy who was a church planner, a strategist, who actually kind of did the groundwork of helping us get started. And
sure,
so his name was David, and David came in, and David was a part of our denomination and our association. And Dave came in, and really he just found people who are interested in seeing a new church start. And then when I came in as the first pastor of Crossroads Church, it was my job to really help this church get established, to
sure,
grow, and to become a self-sustaining local church. What's interesting, Ron, is that when I started 36 years ago, man, I knew very little.
Mm-hmm.
I knew very little about disciple making.
Right.
I knew very little about a disciple making church.
Mm-hmm.
But over about 2 years of trying to figure out how do we get this church started? How do we get this church growing? Man, the Lord just engineered some different influences in my life that helped take sort of a seed that had been planted in my life years ago and sort of blossom that into really a plant,
sure,
full-blown church plant. And so after a couple years, we really got on a journey,
right,
of trying to understand and figure out what does it mean to not just be another church, just having a crowd, just having, you know, a facility, but what does it mean to be a church that is really a people on mission that become a movement of multiplying disciples? And so that's really what it means,
yeah,
to be a disciple-making church. You know, Ryan, when you think about it, Jesus literally was the very first church planter.
I know.
I mean, when you think about it, what Jesus did is that Jesus came, and think about it, man, he had when he started, he had no building, he had no budget, he had no board of directors, he didn't have the internet, he didn't have air, and he didn't have a computer, he didn't have anything.
No smoke machines?
No smoke machines, and no HD. And so Jesus had, he had nothing, you know? But what he did have is that he did have a plan.
Right.
And that plan was to pour his life, to reach some people, to pour his life into them, to raise them up, and then to send them back out.
Yeah.
And here's what we know, is that that still works today.
Absolutely.
And so if you're going to plant a church the exact same way that Jesus started the church. Because he started the church the way he wanted it, now he wants it the way he
started it.
Yeah, that's right.
We've heard that a few times.
So literally becoming a disciple-making church means being a church that is... that his own mission to make fully trained disciples, and then to do that by using the same strategy that Jesus used, by creating the environments that make that strategy work, and then raising up leaders that go out and reproduce the process.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know from the very beginning, maybe a couple of years in, but you became convinced that doing church the way Jesus did was the right way, and you had planted a church. But very early in the life of this church, you were committed to planting churches. And out of that has birthed really 36 years of really learning how to do this. And so maybe you're a church planter or you know somebody who's praying about it. What a great resource that we have through Impact, through Crossroads. What does it look like to plant a disciple-making church? And so really, we've been a work in progress for 36 years. You know, listen, church planting is kind of a hot buzzword many times, but I think if you take anything away from today would be, from our conversation, I hope they would take, is that what we're really hoping to plant is what you described, that church just like Jesus started it 2,000 years ago. You might be asking yourself, like, you know, how does that work? Like, if I'm interested to find out more, you know, what are some next steps you think they could take?
Yeah, so I think it's important to just maybe mention this, that, you know, I remember about 10 years into our journey, some of our staff were at a conference. We were up in up around Maryland, up in that area, and we were at a conference at a retreat center. And I remember the guy that was speaking there gave a really a great challenge to you know, figuring out how to be a church that's planting more churches and they're disciple-making churches. And I remember sitting at a table with about half a dozen staff people, and I said, you know, I believe God wants us to do exactly what he said. I believe God wants us to plant churches. And I thought at that time that meant all the way around the city of Atlanta. I thought we would start churches in every state in the country and then on every continent in the world. And so we really launched into that. And right after that, we started a very first church down a major interstate close to us. And then from there, we started another church on the other side. And it hasn't actually developed quite like we thought. But what is cool is that to this date, we probably started about 20 different churches, both internationally and domestic. And so that's really a cool thing, and we praise God for that. And really, Ron, what we've learned through that whole process is that when you go into a community and you plant your life in a community first, and then from there, you start by building a leadership team. You begin by attracting a crowd. So you literally start a crowd. You start to create community and small groups. You start to develop a disciple-making core, and then you raise up leaders. And so you have to sort of figure out how that process looks in your context. But the process is over 2,000 years old. So really and truly, you don't have to go out and discover something new, and you don't have to reinvent anything. You just really, I mean, the beauty of it all is you just have to go back to Jesus.
That's right.
And the more you learn how Jesus did it, the easier it will be to figure out how to implement it in your culture and in your context. I mean, it literally just works. You're talking about sort of our commitment to church planting. So one of the things that we've done since we started after that that training that we went to is that we've been committed to identifying individuals who have a heart for church planting and planting disciple-making churches. Right. We bring them along aside our church, and we invite them into a disciple-making our church planting internship
right.
that's going to be disciple-making churches.
Sure.
And then over the course of really 3 years, mm-hmm. We support them financially, mm-hmm. but we also support them with training,
sure.
and we help give them some guidance and some direction over a period of about 3 years. Mm-hmm. We sort of scale back support after each year. So hopefully by the third year, maybe sometimes depending on where it's at,
sure.
it takes a little longer. But the goal is that they become a self-sustaining church.
Right.
But we do that with the hopes that they will be committed to, in fact, we ask up front
yeah.
that they'll be committed to us building a network of churches that are planting churches so that together we can do more than right. even one church can do by itself.
Yeah, so that's a beautiful segue into, it really is a family of church planters that come together. You know, you step into wherever it is God's calling you in the United States or around the world, but you're not by yourself. There is a year-long process of training. There are some key trainings in disciple making that we will help you to develop a clear target, a clear strategy, yeah. really to do it the same way. There are processes in place. I know if I was planting a church, I'd be excited to know I didn't have to reinvent the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
And also, there is a family of churches that have been planted around the world, but especially here in the United States. We meet about four times a year.
Yeah.
It's the Crossroads Church Planting Network. It is a place to get recharged, to learn. We share resources. Mm-hmm. You want to share a little bit about what that looks like as well?
Yeah, so that church planting network is churches that have either come out of our church mm-hmm. that would be daughter churches yeah. or their granddaughter churches.
Sure.
That's what's really cool is that we've got some granddaughter churches, and these are all just the churches that are located here mm-hmm. in the U.S. so that they can get here to
sure.
the times we get together. We have lots of churches we've planted overseas that you've been very much a part of that we can't connect with physically like we can through
sure.
These other churches. But basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to come together for support, for encouragement, for training, and just kind of keep, sharpening ourselves so that we're able to lead well and lead in a way that makes disciples. And so, one of the things that I would say is that we've discovered that sort of as a prerequisite to this, to becoming a church planter, through our church, through Crossroads Noonan, is that we're looking for people that have been a part of our disciple-making church seminar, mm-hmm. which is really foundational for
sure.
what we do, and then been through our disciple-making pastor mm-hmm. group. And those are things that we do online
yep.
with that. So, and anybody that has an interest in becoming a part of a new church plant that's focused on disciple making, they can contact us
mm-hmm.
and they can find out a lot more about how to get in on those trainings and
right.
and go through that, maybe even read some of the stuff that we've produced, and then we can obviously begin a conversation that could possibly lead to
sure.
Being a part of our network, being a part of that church planting network you talked about.
Yeah, so I think that kind of leads to a great question. You know, what might be some next steps for somebody that might be watching, or maybe you know somebody that's praying about church planting? We would love to start a conversation. And as Kim mentioned, like we do have a process. Like as we put you into this process, it may be that God leads you to plant a church with us. It may be that God has another way to do it. But I will tell you that one of the first steps, and really one of the best things you can do, is to be a part of our church disciple making church training. And Ken, it's great timing because we have some opportunities coming up in the next few weeks, whether it be in Brooks, Georgia, or whether it be in Jefferson, Georgia, or in Gainesville, even in South Carolina, I believe we have some opportunities. So I would go to impactdisciples.com. You can check it out there.
Right.
You can register. That would be really one of your first steps.
That's right.
Yeah. And then you can also check out, we have something online called the Disciple Making Pastor. From time to time, we'll teach it in person, but
right.
It's a 7-week course. There is a little bit of cost involved, but it is minimal.
It is.
Well worth the investment. And so if you're a church planter and you're interested in finding out more about what it means to be a disciple-making pastor, to planting a disciple-making church, let me encourage you to go there, to reach out, and we can set up really just a short interview online. Yeah. And so I think that would be some great next steps. We also have some other resources as well that they could check out at impactdisciples.com. What are some other things, maybe?
Well, you know, I think you've covered it well, yep. And you've explained a lot of the things that we do. But, you know, I would just add this as we kind of maybe wrap it up. But I would just tell you, man, one of the greatest, joys of my life, one of the greatest privileges of my life was to be able to be called by God to come to a community,
sure.
And literally to plant my life in that community, mm-hmm. And to have been a part of watching a church be born, mm-hmm. And then watching that church grow and mature and have babies, and literally plant more churches over a lifetime, over mm-hmm. a period of 36 years of ministry. And so, I don't know if there's, again, maybe somebody that's watching our podcast today, maybe they know somebody that is looking to plant a church, and maybe they're in that first beginning stages of their ministry and feel like God's called them to be a pastor and looking to start a church. Man, it is really and truly, it has been the adventure of a lifetime. Mm. And honestly, to see what God has done, but also all of the relationships that I've been able to experience and have been able to be a part of, has been just an amazing thing. It's been worth it all. And you just think about the fact that that Jesus gave His life for the church, mm-hmm. and the church matters.
Sure.
And so for us to be a part of seeing the Church of Jesus Christ continue to impact the world today is, such an incredible calling. Very exciting.
Amen. And God has really used Crossroads, and Impact has really been birthed out of that as well. And so I just want to encourage you, just be praying, and we'll be praying with you as you are thinking about church planting. Or if you're an existing pastor, just want some encouragement or help in your own church, we're here to help. We're here to help you take some next steps. Because not for our sake, but for the kingdom's sake, to see more disciples made and to see movements multiplying disciples around the world. So thank you so much for being with us for this episode, and we look forward to doing this again with you in the next time.